哈利路亚，各位长子负责人，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。非常感谢主，我们有机会大家能够聚集在一起来参加今天晚上的聚会。因为我们神学院的研究所有开一个基督教教义史的课程，这个课程除了研究所的学生以外，我们也开放请从世界各国来的传道者，还有我们台湾各教区的传道者一起来参加进修。主都带领，这个课程的进度非常顺利，从月初开始到明天就要结束。那后天呢，从国外来的传道他们就要回到他们自己的国家，因为我们明天晚上没有聚会，所以就利用今天晚上来一个欢送的特别聚会。这个特别聚会当中，我们也特别请来自美国的穆迪传道，他来见证奇异恩典，他信主的经过非常的奇妙，有许多他亲身所体会的恩典，那么他要来见证，跟我们大家来分享。另外呢，我们还有诗歌交通的时间，也利用这个机会，请来自世界各国的传道，也到前面给大家认识，也请他们唱一唱当地的诗歌，来一起来感谢神，荣耀神。今天晚上的聚会可能会比平常拉长一点的时间，所以我们在座的各位，假如你有特别事情想要离开的话，那我们也无法阻挡，不过最好能够参加到最后，因为许多恩典诗歌都值得我们留下来参加的。那么我不耽误时间，现在我们就请我们的来自美国的穆迪传道来做见证。那我们就请这个古牧林弟兄，我们研究所的学生，也是来自美国的古弟兄来给他翻译。
Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿弟兄姐妹大家平安。
First, I'd like to first and thank God I can be here with you tonight to fellowship with all of you.
首先要感谢主耶稣今天晚上有这个机会来一起和大家团契。
It's truly a great miracle for me to stand here before you tonight.
今天晚上能够站在大家面前其实是一个很大的神迹。
Because not so long ago I lived in the world without Christ.
因为不久之前我曾经住在我曾经在世界上是没有基督的。
And we know without Christ there's no hope and there's no joy.
我们知道没有基督的生活是没有喜乐没有平安的。
Even as a young boy I always had doubt that God existed.
我从小就怀疑到底有没有神的存在。
When I was 9 years old I grew up in Cambodia.
我九岁的时候我小时候是在柬埔寨长大一直到九岁。
In 1975 there was a great genocide in Cambodia.
在1975年的时候有大屠杀。
So during this time, many people were executed.
很多人那时候就丧失了生命。
And even and as a young boy, I saw many people die in front of me.
我从小就看到周遭很多人都是遭大屠杀。
Including little children.
包括小孩子。
So when I see all these things that happened to me, I say to myself, how can God exist?
我看到这些很残忍的事情，我就想说，难道真的有一个神吗？
Even God exists, how can he be a good God?
如果真的有一位神的话，他怎么可能是一位善良的神呢？
So even a young boy, you see that I don't think God exists at all.
所以从小我就一直怀疑应该是没有神吧。
And then 1979, my family and I escaped from Cambodia and went to Thailand.
在1979年的时候，我的家人和我逃难逃到
Cambodia and go to Thailand.
逃到泰国去。
And the trip from Cambodia to Thailand was very difficult.
这个逃到泰国的这路上呢是非常艰苦的。
And usually take 5 to 7 days.
这个路程呢，通常是要五天到七天的时间。
But during these 5 to 7 days, there's no water to drink and there's no food to eat.
在这个五天到七天的时间，是没有水和没有东西可以吃的。
And any body of water is on the way, it's full of dead bodies.
在这个路上，这个水路上呢，到处都是死尸漂浮着。
So many people die away to Thailand.
在这个路上呢，也有很多人死亡。
But praise and thank God, my family and I made it all the way to Thailand.
但是感谢神，他怜悯我们，让我们全家人平安的到了泰国。
And in Thailand, our life was not any better.
我们到了泰国之后，我们的生活并没有好转。
Because during the time we had to live in a refugee camp.
因为我们是住在这个难民的集中营。
And we never have a chance to go out.
我们没有办法出去。
So during the time, I feel so empty inside my heart.
那时候我心里觉得非常的空虚。
But of course, many people always talk about America.
很多人都会在我们当中讲有关美国的事情。
People say America, the street was paved with gold.
有些人说美国呢，这个街上都是黄金铺的。
And if you want to be anything, you can be.
你到了美国，你想做什么都可以做。
So this time as a young boy, when I think about America, I always bring a smile to my face.
虽然我是一个小孩，但是我每次听到美国这个字呢，我就有带着微笑。
So thank God, 1981, my family and I got sponsored, and we went to Boston.
感谢主耶稣，在1981年的时候，有人申请我们到美国的波士顿。
Of course, America is a great country.
当然，美国的确是一个很好的国家。
But we know the street were not paved with gold.
但是我们也知道美国的街道并不是黄金铺的。
But nevertheless, during the time, I just feel so empty inside.
我心里虽然到了美国，但是心里还是很空虚。
And I say to myself, I'm in a great country.
我想说我来到这么好的一个国家。
Why do I still feel so empty inside my heart?
为什么我心里还是觉得这么的虚空？
And then I say to myself, maybe because my family are pretty poor.
我就想说，或许是因为我的家境非常的贫苦。
Because when we left Cambodia and went to America, we had nothing with us at all.
因为当我们离开柬埔寨来到美国的时候，我们身上什么都没有带。
So I say to myself, maybe it's the reason why I feel so sad inside.
所以我就想说，大概是因为这样，我心里觉得这么样的难过。
But then by the age of 11 or so,
当我11岁的左右的时候
，I was adopted by an American family.
有一位美国的夫妇呢，他们就领养了我。
And my American family, they are quite wealthy.
这对夫妇，这个家庭，他们非常的富有。
I remember we live in a big mansion.
我还记得我们住在一个很漂亮、很豪华的房子。
And I remember I can wear every single day different clothes for a whole year without putting on the same one.
我如果要一年里面每一天换新的衣服，我都可以。
And when I got my driver's license, my dad took me to a car dealership.
当我考上驾照的那一天呢，我这个养父就带我去卖车店。
And he says, son, what kind of car you want?
他就告诉我说，孩子啊，你想要买什么车？
You want Mercedes, BMW, anything?
你要 Mercedes 还是 BMW 都让你选。
So during the time, there's only three of us.
当时只有我们三个人。
But we have six cars.
但是我们家有六辆车子。
So see, my life should be very sad, fulfilling.
所以这样讲起来，我的生活应该是非常的满足。
But during that time, I also feel quite empty.
可是我的心里还是虚空。
And then when during that time I was in high school.
我后来进了高中。
Of course, to be a most popular boy in high school is very important to young men.
年轻人呢，在高中受欢迎是很重要的一件事情。
So I say to myself, maybe I become the most popular boy in high school, and then I can be happy.
我就告诉我自己，如果我在这高中里面，这个学校里面成为最受欢迎的男孩子，我就会喜乐。
So during the time I play all kinds of sports.
所以我就参加了各样的活动。
And every sport I play, I excel in it.
各样的运动，那我每各项的运动我都都非常的都做得非常的好。
So during that time, I was the most popular boy in school.
所以我后来的确成了全校最受欢迎的男孩。
And during that time, I was even the king of my prom in high school.
在舞会的时候呢，我是这个prom 是男主角，是男主角。
So of course, if you're the most popular boy in high school, you need to date the most popular girl.
那既然是最受欢迎的男孩呢，你就必须要。跟最受欢迎的女孩子约会。
So during the time, not only I date the most popular in high school, I date the most popular girl that is great, is higher than me.
所以我不但跟学校最受欢迎的女孩子约会，而且这个女孩子她年纪比我更大。
So in high school, I had everything.
所以在高中的时候，我似乎得到了所有。
I live in a big house.
我住在一个很大的房子。
I drive a fancy car.
我开一个很豪华的车子。
I dated the most popular girl.
我跟最受欢迎的女孩子约会。
And I myself is the most popular guy.
我自己又是最受欢迎的男孩子。
But I still feel so empty inside.
可是心里还是空虚。
Then after high school.
高中毕业了
I went to college
我就去大学
And the first day I visited college I feel very happy
我第一天上大学的时候心里很高兴
Because during that time I see many people drinking and dancing and partying
为什么呢因为我看到很多同学呢喝酒跳舞欢乐
So I say to myself if I want to be happy this is what I need to do
所以我就告诉我自己如果我要快乐的话我就要像他们这样子
So the first 2 years of college I almost flunked out of school
我读大学一年级的时候差点被差点不及格
Because all I did I went out drinking, partying and dancing
因为我整天都出去喝酒跳舞
And with all this I cannot find fulfillment inside my heart
虽然这样的狂欢但是心里还是得不到满足
So I say to myself
所以我对自己说
Even though my heart is so small
我的心这么小
And I have everything in this world
而且我好像拥有了世界上所有的。
How come the thing in this world cannot fulfill my heart?
但是为什么这些东西都填不满我的心
？So during the time I was seeking for God,
我就开始要寻求神。
But I did not seek for the, you know, Christian God.
刚开始我没有想要追求这个基督教的神。
But rather I started study Eastern religion.
我一开始是先从东方的宗教开始寻找
So I studied Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Confucianism All those I cannot find God
我查考了佛教、道教、印度教等等但是都找不到神
So during that time I gave up on God altogether
最后我就放弃不再寻找神了
I say to myself, God does not exist
我告诉我自己这世界的确是没有神
So during that time I just was focused on my work
我就开始专心的在我的职业上下功夫
And then one day
有一天
My boss called me up
我的老板打电话给我
And he said he has a young girl who want to work in your agency
他说有一个年轻的女孩子想要在我们公司上班
And I asked him what language does he speak
我就问说这个女孩子她会讲什么样的语言
He said only speak English and Chinese
那老板说他只会讲中文和这个英文
So when I met this girl
当我和这位女孩子见面的时候
She's also very small, so she's only 5 feet tall
她的身材蛮矮小的
Because the agency I work with, I usually work with gangsters
因为在我上班的单位呢我们常常和那个帮派的青少年来互动
Even I myself, I'm not a small guy, but those gangsters always plan to kill me, right?
虽然我个子并不算矮小但是这些帮派的小孩子有时候甚至想要对我下动手
So these little girls come to work in my agency and then first she speak only English and Chinese and she doesn't speak Cambodian
这个身材矮小的女孩子想要来这边上班她又不会柬埔寨的话只会英文和中文
So I tell my boss no forget I don't want her to work in agency
所以我跟他见面之后我就跟老板说我不要这个人来这边上班
So usually when I say no my boss will say okay Vudi you know it's up to you
通常我的老板会尊重我的意见如果我说这个人不适合他就不会勉强我接受他
So this time I say no but he say okay
那这一次呢我跟老板说这个人不适合那老板说好吧
Then couple weeks later I saw this girl came to the agency
可是两个礼拜之后这个女孩子却来上班了
And I asked her, what are you doing here?
我就问她说你来这边做什么
And she said, oh, Dan, you know, my boss sent me here.
她就说你的老板叫我来啊
And then I called my boss up.
我就打电话给我的老板
I said, Dan, what are you doing?
你在做什么
I said, why do you send this little girl over here?
我说你为什么叫她来上班呢
He's like, oh, Woody, forget it. Just let her work at the agency.
老板就说啊没关系啦就让她上班嘛
I said, the reason I tell you this is all God's grace.
我之所以告诉大家这个事情呢，就是因为都有神的恩典在里面。
So because this girl is one of the sisters from True Jesus Church.
因为这个女孩子呢是真耶稣教会的一个姐妹。
And before True Jesus Church, I already got baptized twice in a different church.
在还没有来真耶稣教会之前，我在其他教派曾经受洗两次。
And I was a Greek Orthodox for many years.
我曾经在东正这个希腊东正教受洗。
Because my mother is Greek.
因为我的养母呢是希腊人
So this time when the sister saw me that the Bible is on my desk
这个女孩子开始上班之后，她注意到我的桌上有一个圣经。
And she asked me, you know, are you a Christian?
她就问我说，你是不是基督徒？
And I told her, I don't know what I am.
我就对她说，其实我不知道我是不是基督徒。
Because at that time I was so confused.
因为我是非常的困惑。
AB Church proclaimed they are the true church of God.
因为每一个教派，每一个教会都说他们是真的。
But during this time, the sister asked me to go to one of her Bible studies.
可是这个姐妹却邀请我去参加她的查经，他们的查经。
And during that time, Boston did not have a church yet.
那时候波士顿还没有成立教会。
So when she asked me to go to Bible study,
当她邀请我的时候
，And praise and thank God because during that time, my wife was studying in France.
感谢主，我太太那时候还在法国读书。
If my wife was not studying in France, it's impossible for me to go to Bible study on a Friday night.
如果我太太没有在国外的话，我不可能晚上会去参加一个查经聚会。
Because Friday night is a time I take my wife to go out to have fun, but not to Bible study. That's the last thing I would do.
尤其是星期五周末，我通常会带我太太出去逛街去玩，不会想去参加查经。
But praise and thank God because my wife studied in France.
但是感谢主，我太太刚好又在法国。
So during night I have nothing really to do.
所以那个礼拜五晚上我什么不需要做什么事情。
So I said to her, yes, I will go to Bible study.
我就答应这个姐妹去参加他们的聚会。
So I went to the Friday night Bible study.
我就去了这星期五晚间的查经聚会。
Then the Friday night Bible study was good.
这个查经聚会相当不错。
But after the Bible study, they kneel down and pray.
可是查经完之后呢，他们开始跪下来祷告。
And the sister asked, just tell me, Woody, just say hallelujah.
这姐妹很简单的告诉我说 ，Woody， 你就说哈利路亚就好了。
Of course, the minute I kneel down and pray,
当我跪下的时候，祷告的时候
，I hear all these noises.
我突然听到这么多这个这些吵杂的声音。
So the first thing I did is open my eyes to see what's going on.
我就赶快打开眼睛看到底发生了什么事。
So during the time I see all the sisters, their body is shaking, they're making all these crazy noises.
我看到这些姐妹她们身体震动，而且说听不懂的话。
And I say to myself, wow, this bunch of crazy people.
我就心里想说，这些人发疯了。
And I say to myself, I would never ever want to come to Bible study again.
我说我从今以后再不会来参加这个查经了。
But I knew that sister, she was very persistent.
但是这位姐妹呢，她很有恒心。
I know the next Friday she would call me to go to Bible study.
我也知道她下个礼拜五还会再邀我去参加查经。
But that Friday, the next Friday, I had my own plan.
所以隔了一个礼拜的礼拜五呢，我就心里有这个打算。
So I say to myself, I will go to the movies next Friday at 6 o'clock.
我就说我星期五呢，就6点钟去看电影。
And this movie lasted 3 hours.
这个电影是3个小时的电影。
So from 6 to 9, this means Bible study is over.
所以那6点钟到9点钟刚好查经聚会已经结束了。
So after the movies, I came to my car.
所以我就去看电影，电影看完了，我回到车上。
And my cell phone rang.
我的这个手机就响了。
And sure enough, was the sister.
的确的，这个是这位姐妹。
She asked me, Woody, you come to Bible study?
她就说 ，Woody, 你是不是要来查经啊
？I say it's already 9 o'clock.
我说已经九点了。
Bible study is over.
查经不是已经结束了吗
？But she said, tonight we started late.
她说刚好今天晚上我们会晚开始。
And then during time, I say, I'm very hungry. I haven't eaten nothing all day.
那我就跟她讲说，我肚子很饿，我都整天都没有吃东西。
And she said, that's great because tonight we have special hot pot.
她说啊，太好了，因为刚好我们今天晚上有火锅。
Of course, I never say no to free food.
当然有免费的食物，我从来不会拒绝。
So that time I went to the Bible study.
所以我就去参加了这个查经聚会。
But this time when I was listening to the Bible study,
这一次我在查经的时候听他们所讲的道理。
I feel peace and joy came over me.
我心里觉得一股平安和喜乐。
And then after the Bible study.
在查经之后
，I asked a sister, say how, you know, why do you pray like that?
我就问他们说，你们为什么这样祷告
？I've been a Christian for many years, but I never seen anybody pray and make some noises like this.
我已经是基督徒好几年了，从来没有看过别人这样子的祷告。
Then she shared with me how they pray to God.
那这位姐妹就跟我分享他们如何向神祷告。
And that day I was more a little bit more serious.
所以那天我就开始比较虔诚，比较专心。
So during the prayer, I kneel down, I just say hallelujah.
所以我就跟着他们跪下来，也照着说哈利路亚。
And during time, I feel peace and joy came to my heart.
我心里就觉得平安和喜乐。
Then I say to myself,
我就对自己说
，I went to many different churches before.
我以前曾经去过很多的教派。
If God truly exists in this church, I want to know.
如果神真的是和这个教会同在，我真的想体验他。
And I ask God, I say, God, if you truly exist in this church, please show me your glory.
所以我告诉神，神啊，如果你真的是在这个教会，请你让显出你的荣耀。
So from then on, every single night before I go to bed, I would pray to God.
从那天开始，每天晚上还没有睡觉之前，我就跪下祷告。
And then one night I was sleeping.
有一天晚上，我正在睡觉的时候。
And all of a sudden, I feel a power came over me.
突然，我觉得一股力量来到我身上。
And I heard a voice say, "Voody, get up and pray."
我听到一个声音说 ，"Voody, 起来祷告。
"Because at the time I was half asleep.
那时候我半睡半醒。
So I just got up, I kneeled down, I just put my hands together.
我听到声音就起来跪下，把双手合起来。
And I say, "Hallelujah."
我就开始说哈利路亚。
The minute I say hallelujah, I feel the power came through my head.
我一说哈利路亚，就觉得有一股力量从上面下到我的头。
And my tongue started moving.
我的舌头开始跳动。
And my body started shaking.
我的身体开始震动。
And then I feel my whole body filled with electricity.
我觉得我全身好像被电到。
And then I felt that God was right in front of me.
我感觉神就在我面前。
So it's the first time in my life I realized.God truly exists.
这是有生以来我第一次体验到神真的是存在的。
And then during the time I cry with joyfulness.
我心里很感动，觉得喜乐，就哭，眼泪掉下来。
And as I cry, I heard a voice, "Woody, read First Peter."
我就开始哭，在我哭的时候，有这个声音呢，就告诉我说。Woody, 你读彼得前书。
Of course, during that time, I didn't even know there was a Peter inside the Bible, right?
那时候我根本不知道圣经里面有彼得这卷书。
So I went through and I found First Peter.
我就翻翻圣经，就找到彼得前书。
And then the minute I lay my eyes on First Peter, and then the Word of God, right, the Bible became alive.
当我眼睛一看到彼得前书那一页的时候呢，那个圣经的字好像活活的显现在我面前。
And that's the first time I realized that the Bible is the Word of God.
我当时第一次体验到这个圣经的确是神的话。
And during that time I was so joyful.
我心里充满了喜乐。
And like I say, my wife was studying in France.
我太太那时候在法国读书。
So I called up my wife in France.
我就打电话给她。
I say, "Honey, God exists."
我说，亲爱的，我神是真的。
Kneel down and pray, and God will give you the Holy Spirit.
你赶快跪下来祷告，神会给你圣灵。
Of course, during the time I was crying.
我一边讲电话一边哭。
Of course, my wife, she never see me cry too many times.
我太太几乎没有看过我哭过。
But during the time when she heard me crying, she thought something was really wrong with me.
她在电话上听到我哭，她想说大概发生了什么事吧。
But I keep repeating to her, "God exists, God exists, God exists."
我一直跟她讲，神是真的，神是真的，神是真的。
And then my wife said, "Woody, go back to bed. Is something wrong with you?"
我太太说，你回去睡觉吧，大概你有问题了吧。
She go back to bed. Tomorrow will be over, you know.
你反正不管什么事，反正你睡一晚，明天就会好了。
So I hang up the phone with her.
那我挂了电话。
And then I call my mother.
我就打电话给我妈妈。
I say, "Mother, God exists. Repent, kneel down, and God will give you the Holy Spirit."
我跟我妈讲说，神是真的，你赶快跪下来祷告悔改，神会给你圣灵。
Of course, my mother said, "Rudy, are you crazy or something? Go to bed."
我妈妈说，你发疯了，赶快去睡觉吧。
But during that time, I knew it's only first time I was not crazy.
但是我很清楚的知道，我并没有发疯。
But I was so joyful.
我心里充满了喜乐。
Because the first time in my life, God exists.
我一生以来从来没有体会到神是这么真确。
Before I came to choose your church,
我还没有来到真耶稣教会以前
，I usually go to the Greek Orthodox Church.
我以前是去希腊东正教的。
If you ever been to the Greek Orthodox Church, they are huge, they are humongous.
如果我们去希腊东正教参加过聚会，我们知道他们的会堂都是很大很堂皇的。
And everything in the church is all gold plated.
他们里面的装饰呢都是有金包住的。
And the priests, they speak Latin, they speak Greek, they speak Hebrews.
他们的神父呢？都是讲拉丁文、希腊文。
So when they preach, right, they put a beautiful robe on, and they have like a scarf that is gold plated. Right?
他们这个神父穿的衣服呢，都是非常的漂亮，而且有金色的装饰。
And then the Bible is huge and is gold plated too.
他们的圣经很大，而且也是金用金包的。
Usually a little boy carry the Bible, right, for the priest.
通常是一个孩童，一个男孩子。 帮这个神父抬着圣经。
And then the first time I went to True Jesus Church.
可是我第一次到真耶稣教会。
And during this time, there's no church. They rented a basement underneath in the church.
那时候没有会堂，他们是在另外别人的一个会堂下面地下室租他们的地方聚会。
Of course, from outside, I thought, you know, the whole church belonged to True Jesus Church.
我说第一次到那个地方的时候，我以为这整栋会堂是真耶稣教会的。
But when I walk in, all of a sudden we just rented a small area in the basement.
可是我走进去才发现，我们聚会的地方呢是在地下室的一个角落。
And all the chairs are rusty.
他们的椅子都是生锈的椅子。
And the only people there are Chinese people.
我一看过去都是华人。
And then I say to myself.How can this be the true church of God?
所以我第一个印象就说，这怎么可能是神的教会？
So during the time I'm waiting for a person to go up and speak, right? A preacher go up and speak.
坐下来之后，我就等看是不是有人会上台讲道。
Then one of the members rolled out a television.
结果没想到，有一位信徒呢，就把电视移出来。
So for 2 hours we're watching TV of a preacher who's speaking sermon. He doesn't move. He just stands totally still like this.
所以两个小时之久，我们坐在电视前面看讲道录影。那个传道也没有什么表情的站在前面一直讲。
But praise and thank God we are the True Jesus Church.
但是感谢神，我们的确是真耶稣教会。
So during the time my wife was studying in France.
那时候我的太太在法国。
So I was very afraid because during the time when I pray, I said if my wife does not come to church and then to True Jesus Church, then I would worry so much about her.
当时我来到教会之后，我祷告的时候心里就有一种担忧，如果我太太不肯接受我们教会的话，怎么办
？So during the time my wife gonna come back for Christmas vacation.
后来在圣诞节前夕，我太太要回来度假。
And I really want to make a good impression upon her.
我想给他一个很好的印象。
So I went to the store and I bought about $400 worth of flowers and I put flowers in her room. Her whole room is full of flowers.
所以我就去花店买了$400的花，把这个房间呢都布置得很漂亮。
Actually, the reason I did this,
我之所以这样做
because before I came to Christ,
是因为我还没有信主之前
I was a very angry and violent person.
我是一个很凶暴的人。
So many times,You know, in her house, in her room, all the walls are full of holes.
所以那时候我跟她住在一起，她的房间呢都是这个一个洞一个洞的。
And her doors is all broken.
而且她的门都被打坏过。
Because when I get angry, I would punch the walls and the doors.
因为我每当生气的时候，我就会用拳头打墙壁或者打门。
So my wife knew I was a very violent person.
所以我太太知道我是一个很凶恶的人。
So during the time now, because I'm a new person in Christ.
可是我现在相信主耶稣，我是一个新造的人。
So when I went to pick up her at the airport.
所以我去机场接她。
I wore a nice suit.
我就穿一个西装。
I had a dozen of roses with me.
手里拿着这个玫瑰花。
And then as my wife walked toward me,
当我太太走向我这边的时候
she said to me,
她就说
from a distance she saw that I was a new person.
她从远远的一看到我就知道我变成一个新人。
During the time when she looked at me, she felt that I have peace and joy inside my heart.
我也感觉到他知道我心里充满了喜乐和平安。
And she knew that I have found something great.
他也知道我的确找到一个很宝贵的东西。
So, during time I invite her to go to True Jesus Church.
我就邀请她一起跟我去真耶稣教会。
I remember the first time she came to True Jesus Church, she fell asleep and she snored very loud.
我还记得第一次她参加聚会的时候，听到的时候她睡着了，而且还打鼾很大声。
Because we just watch TV, right? For a couple of hours, it's hard to take.
因为看这个讲道的录影的确是不是很精彩。
But thank God.
但是感谢。
During that time, God must have moved her heart.
神的确感动了他的心。
Because she's supposed to go back to France to study.
他其实应该还要回法国继续他的学业。
But she said, Woody, I don't want to go back to France.
可是他对我说 ，Woody, 我不想回法国。
I want to stay here to worship God with you.
我想留在这里和你一起敬拜神。
And for me, I say okay.
我当然答应。
So during the time, my wife and I decided to get baptized.
那时候，我太太和我就决定要受洗。
And I told my adopted parents this.
我就告诉我的养父养母。
And my mother was very upset.
我的妈妈很不高兴。
See, they say the day that you are baptized is the day I will dishonor you as a son.
他就说你受洗 在真耶稣教会受洗那一天就是我不认你为儿子的那一天。
If you know about Greek Orthodox,
如果我们认识这个东希腊东正教，
They also believe they are the only true church.
我们知道他们也相信他们是唯一得救的教会。
When you are baptized, you only baptize once, and after that you cannot baptize anywhere else.
他们的信徒只能在他们的教会受洗一次。
So when I told my mother I can get baptized in True Jesus Church,
所以当我跟我妈妈讲说我要在真耶稣教会受洗，
She told me you're not going to be my son any longer.
她就说那你就不要做我的儿子。
Of course during the time I was very sad,
我心里当然很难过。
But it was God's will for me to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
但是我来真耶稣教会受洗是神的意思。
So after a baptism,
我受洗了之后，
My parents did not speak to us for one whole year.
有整年一年的时间我父母都不跟我们讲话。
Usually on Sunday we would call Pastor Sunday, so every Sunday I would go over the house to eat pasta.
通常在星期天的时候，每个礼拜天我们会去他们那边，
but every,
跟他们吃意大利面。
Every Sunday I call them, they never, I say hi, they never say anything.
但是有一年之久，我每次打电话给他们，他们从来不跟我讲什么。
But thank God after one year later,
但是感谢主，过了一年。
One Sunday I called, and all of a sudden my mother say hi.
有一天星期天早上，我打电话给妈妈，妈妈就说 hi.
So I was very happy.
我就心里很高兴。
So during that time, our relationship became better than before.
后来我们的关系就渐渐的好转。
And then my father was diagnosed with cancer.
之后我父亲他被他发现有这个癌症。
And during that time, he has tumor all over his body.
他身上也长满了瘤。
He already went to the first surgery.
他开刀过第一次。
And after a couple years later, came back again.
但是两年之后的这个癌细胞又扩散。
And he did again the second time.
所以他在第二次的手术。
And then the third time, the doctor tell him he has not long to live.
在第三次的手术，医生就告诉他你活不久了。
Because during this time, my wife and I knew that my father not get baptized in True Church, when he died, he would not go to heaven.
我和我太太很清楚知道，如果爸爸不在真耶稣教会受洗，他如果离世就不能去天国。
So we always preach to our father.
所以我们一直想要跟他传福音。
We preach to the point that one day tell us, "Hey, Vudi, shut up! Don't tell me about God anymore."
我们一直传到有一天，他告诉我说 ，Vudi, 拜托你不要再跟我讲了。
Because he told me when he died, he would go to heaven.
他告诉我说，我相信，我死了一定会去天国。
Why? Because he was a Christian all his life.
因为他从小就是一个基督徒。
He was baptized in the living water when he was 9 years old.
他九岁的时候在活水受洗。
So he was so confident when he died he would go to heaven.
所以他很有把握，很有自信，他死了会去天国。
But I keep telling him his baptism is not according to the Bible.
但是我一直想告诉他说，这个不是合乎圣经的受洗。
So one day that I heard that the doctor only gave him several weeks to live.
所以当我听到医生说他只剩几个礼拜。
So during that time, I flew from Dallas and go back to Boston because I was in my TTP program during that time.
那时候我在接受神学训练，我从 Dallas 就特地飞回家去看他。
When I saw my dad in the hospital, he was already half dead.
我到了医院看到我父亲，他已经快不行了。
He had no life in him at all.
他的里面的生命已经快要离开了。
So my wife and I cried bitterly for him.
我跟我太太看到的时候就痛哭。
And many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for him.
教会的弟兄姐妹都为他代祷。
And then one day,
有一天
one night rather,
有一个晚上
he feel he was going to die.
我爸爸觉得快要死了。
And then all of a sudden he saw two people showed up.
突然他看见两个影子，两个人
On the left hand side, he knew it was Satan.
他知道他的左边那个是撒旦。
On the right hand side, he knew it was God.
他知道右边那一位呢是神。
So he thought when he died he would go with God.
他心里想说他如果离世的话他会跟神一起走。
But during the time Satan was taking his soul from him.
可是没想到撒旦却要夺走他的灵魂。
And my dad did not understand the reason why.
我的父亲不了解为什么会这样子。
And he cried to Jesus.
他就跟主耶稣大喊
Jesus, I believe you all my life.
主耶稣啊，我一生相信你。
I got baptized since I was 9 years old.
我九岁就受洗了。
Why are you allowing Satan to take my soul?
为什么现在你让撒旦夺去我的命？
But during the time Jesus did not say anything.
但是主耶稣一句都不讲。
But praise and thank God Jesus had mercy on him.
感谢主，主耶稣怜悯了他。
Jesus did not allow Satan to take his soul.
当晚主耶稣没有让撒旦夺去他的灵魂。
But guess what?
可是
He still refused to get baptized.
没想到，虽然有了这个经历，他却还是不愿意受洗。
And then about 2 weeks later after that,
过了差不多两个礼拜
，and I was in the hospital with him.
那一天我在医院陪他。
While I was staying in the waiting room,
我们在候客室的
地方。My mother came out yelling, "Vudi, hurry up! Your father's calling for Jesus."
我的母亲从病房跑出来说 ，Vudi， 赶快来！他在呼喊叫耶稣。
Actually, my father is from Sicily.
我的父亲是从这个希腊的 Sicily。
You know, in Sicily, there's a lot of mafia, right?
那里是有很出名的这个帮派。
And my father is the toughest guy I know.
我父亲呢是我所知道最最凶悍的人。
Since I know him, I never see him cry.
我从小从认识他之后，从来没有看过他掉一颗眼泪。
But that night when I ran to his room,
可是那天晚上我进到他的病房
，and he was yelling, screaming just like a baby.
他大喊大叫，像一个娃娃。
And he was crying.
他一直哭泣。
Jesus help me, Jesus help me.
他说：主耶稣啊，救我！主耶稣啊，帮助我
！Please take my life.
求你接收我的灵魂。
I will give my life to you.
我将我的生命交付给你。
And at that time, I did not know what's going on.
不知道发生了什么事
so I kneeled down and prayed with him.
所以我跟他一起跪下来祷告
And after 20 minutes later,
过了二十分钟
And then I heard my father say, "I'm okay, son, I'm okay."
我听到我父亲跟我讲说，儿子啊，我现在好了
Then I asked my father what happened.
我就问他刚才发生了什么事
He said during time he was dying.
他说刚才他快要死了
As he was dying, Satan took his soul to hell.
那快要死的那一刻撒旦就要来把他灵魂拉到地狱
And then he saw Satan right next to him in hell
他在地狱呢看到这个魔鬼在他旁边
And he said Satan is so ugly looking
他说魔鬼的这个长相非常的可怕
And while he was suffering Satan was laughing at him
他在受苦的时候这个撒旦却在旁边嘲笑他
And he said he feels so much suffering
他说这个痛苦是极其大的痛苦
But as he suffered he looked in the far distance
在他受苦的时候呢
And in the distance, he saw there's not a group of people.
看到远远的有一群人
And these people, they were singing hymns to God.
这一群人他们唱诗赞美神
They were singing praise to God.
他们歌颂神
And they were so joyful and so peaceful.
他们很喜乐很平安
And during this time, my dad also wanted to go to the other side.
那时候我父亲就想要加入这一群人
At first, only 4 or 5 people around him.
刚开始他周遭只有四五个人
But the minute he stepped forward and wanted to go to the other side there's thousands of people in front of him
但是他踏出第一步要往那群人走的时候就发现他旁边是成千上万的人
And all these people they try to go to the other side
这些人都想要跨到另外一边去
No matter what they did they could not go to the other side
可是他们不管怎么样努力还是没办法跨过去
So during time he said he feels so much suffering
他觉得非常的痛苦
And he felt so much suffering also for the people
他也为着那些其他受苦的人心里很痛苦
But praise and thank God
但是感谢神
Because many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for him during that time
因为很多弟兄姐妹都为着他进食祷告
So as he suffered in hell
所以当他在地狱受苦的时候
And he felt the power of God came down and took his soul back
他觉得神的力量感觉到神的力量从上面下来把他的灵魂拉上去
So during that time he said thank you Jesus
他就说主耶稣啊谢谢你
Then he looked me straight in the face
我父亲就看着我
He said son I want to be baptized
跟我讲说儿子啊我要受洗
I said fine we can get baptized this weekend
那我就说好吧那我们这个周末可以安排洗礼
But during that time was December in Boston
那时候在波士顿是十二月
In December, it's very, very cold. It's a lot of snow, just like the picture.
十二月我们可以看到这个照片上都是下雪下很大的雪
And the seashore is full of ice.
这个海边的水呢都是结冰了
I say, Dad, if you want to baptize according to your faith, we'll do it this weekend.
我就跟父亲讲说爸爸如果你要受洗的话照你的信心我们这个周末就可以让你受洗
But of course, we told my mother.
那我也跟我母亲说
My mother said, "Are you crazy? Put him in the water, he will surely die."
说他要受洗。那我妈妈说，你发疯了，你把他泡在水里，他一定会死。
But what is the difference? The doctor told him only a couple of weeks to live anyway, right?
但是医生已经说他只剩两个礼拜了，所以迟早都是要走的。
Of course, during the time we did not want to give my mother a heart attack.
但是不想让我母亲承受不了。
Say we wait until the summer come.
Summer.
We wait until the summer comes.
所以我们就跟母亲讲说，那就等到夏天吧。
But remember, the doctor told my father only a couple of weeks to live.
但是刚才我说过，医生已经说只剩几个礼拜了。
So January, February passed by.
一月、二月过了。
March, April, May passed by.
三月、四月、五月都过了。
June passed by.
六月也过了。
6 months later, my father's still alive.
过了六个月，我父亲还活着。
And the doctors cannot believe it.
医生不敢相信。
Say, how can this man still alive? Because in his whole body is already full of tumors.
他们说怎么可能呢？这个人他身体里面都是长满了瘤，怎么可能活着
？So I want to show you a 10-minute clip.
现在给大家看十分钟的录影。
And this clip is during the time of his baptism.
这就是他受洗的时候所拍的。
And you can see the first half the video is his life before Lord Jesus Christ.
这个前半段是他还没有接受主耶稣基督的之前。
So this is the video we played during his funeral.
这个是我们在告别式，在他告别式的时候播放的。
Because 2 months after baptism, my father passed away.
因为他受洗之后的两个月他就过世了。
So the first song that is his favorite song is La Vida Bella, that means a beautiful life.
所以他那我们会听到他最喜欢的一首歌是意思是说这个标题是美丽的人生。
When you watch this video,
当你看这个影片的
时候 I want you to see his face how joyful he was.
你可以看到他的面孔多么的快喜乐。
Even though he knew he was dying.
虽然他知道他快要离世了。
So let's watch this video.
我们来一起看。
God kept my father alive for 6 more months. It's only for one purpose. That is to get baptized in and according to the Bible.
感谢主耶稣的恩典。这个主耶稣让我父亲再多活六个月。唯一的原因就是让他能够照着圣经的方法在真耶稣教会受洗。
About a month later after baptism,
在他受洗之后过了一个月
，He was in church worshiping God and he was sitting in the front.
他在聚会的时候坐在前面。
And as he was sitting, he saw a glorious door open.
他在聚会当中看到一个很充满荣光的门打开了。
And through this door, Lord Jesus Christ walked out.
他看到主耶稣从这扇门当中走出来。
Remember the first 2 times he was going to die.
我们还记得他有两次差一点要死了。
He was going to die at night time.
有一次是晚上。
And both times, Satan is the one that came to take his soul.
而且两次他都感觉撒旦要来拿他的生命。
But now, after the baptism,
可是受洗了之后。
And then Jesus, the one that came to take him back.
他却看到是主耶稣来要接他回去。
So that's why, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
There's many people in the world that want to find what we have.
世界上有多少的人想要找我们已经找到的
？What we have is a true way of salvation.
我们所得到的就是这个得救恩的门路。
But meanwhile, we need to hold tight to it.
我们要抓紧这个应许。
Because for every single one of us sitting here tonight, it's a great blessing from God that you can be here to worship the true and living God.
我们今天能够在这里坐在这里敬拜神，敬拜又真又活的神，的确是神的恩典。
Especially to the end day, we should not be deceived.
尤其在末世的时候，我们不要被欺骗。
Because many people teach out there, you don't need to be baptized, you don't need to receive the Holy Spirit.
很多人会在其他教派说你们不需要受洗，不需要得圣灵。
If that is the case, if my father he was a good Christian.
如果是这样的话，我父亲是一个很好的基督徒。
And he was baptized when he was 9 years old.
他九岁就受洗。
Why did God keep him alive only what to baptize in the right way according to the Bible?
为什么神就是特地留给他六个月的生命，让他能够照圣经来受洗
？So for us, we need to continue to stand fast in our doctrine.
我们的确要在我们所信的道上站立得稳。
And do not deceive by the teaching of outside.
不要被世上的一些道理所迷惑。
So even though I live a far country from all of you.
虽然我住在很远的国家
But I will see you again
但是希望有一天能够 和大家再会。
If I don't see you in this life, I will see you in the life to come.
若不是在今世，也会在来世和你们再见。
But because every single one of us are brothers and sisters.
因为我们每一位都是弟兄姐妹。
And the reason we are brothers and sisters because the blood that's inside of us is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们之所以是弟兄姐妹，是因为在我们里面的是主耶稣的宝血。
So may God continue to bless you.
愿主耶稣继续祝福大家。
And may God continue grant you peace and joy always.
愿主耶稣常常赐他的恩惠平安与大家。
God bless all of you.
愿神祝福大家。
非常感谢主哈！今天晚上虽然时间超过了一些，不过我觉得我们大家应该都有很大的造就尤其听了牧师传道的见证我们可以肯定，我们真耶稣教会是唯一得救的真教会，我们的信心应该比以前更加进步。那现在我们来唱一首赞美诗，187首。